in the city of Syracuse is to balance both economic opportunity with the granting of public benefits. And for that, with this particular project, as you all know, I have one might call a very rich history. And so I'd like to just reiterate how the history of this project has developed. Over 10 years ago, the Pyramid Development Company came to the city of Syracuse and said that they wanted unprecedented tax benefits in the form of a 30-year pilot to build a destination that would be nothing like it in the world. And that was their quote. For 30 years, they promised, among other things, that they would develop 400 stores, a biosphere park under a dome, a 15,000-room concert hotel, a miniature Erie Canal, and 400 stores. As part of this, they also promised that they would develop what they called the Emerald Five Showtel and Conference Center. The Emerald Five Showtel and Conference Center was to have 1,342 rooms. It was to have 39 stories, and it was to be LEED Platinum certified. Those were the promises, and some would even say commitments, that the developer made in order to get a unprecedented, and in fact never seen before, tax benefit of 30 years. 18 months ago, the developer told my administration that the project was completed. And of course, there was no Emerald Five Showtel Conference Center. There was no 400 stores or 200 Broadway-style theaters or park under dome or miniature Erie Canal. And in fact, it was a mall that was completed. And so while those promised amenities were not delivered, it was also clear that the 30-year pilot would stay intact, and that they were entitled to that tax benefit even though they had not met their commitments or promises that they had made very publicly to this community. I stand here today to say that Destiny has already received enormous and extraordinary rich public benefits for promising, among other things, a hotel. To grant them additional public benefits at this time to develop something that they already committed to develop, I think, is a huge mistake in our public policy. We, for too long in this community, have approached an economic development strategy where we have said any development is good development, and therefore we should give away benefits to everyone. When I became mayor, I changed that strategy and said that we needed to be much more strategic and tactical about how we granted public benefits. First and foremost, we had to think about giving these benefits to make sure that the public actually got a benefit in exchange. And as we have been balanced and strategic, this community and the city of Syracuse has seen more economic development in the 4 years that I've been mayor than in the other years before that. We have broken economic development records every year. We are in the midst of a downtown revitalization and development. And we are also on the cusp of seeing the Inner Harbor developed as well. We are focusing, and additionally, on small businesses and our neighborhood cores. All of these strategies result in huge benefits to our community. I say that also to say that I have no argument with the fact that perhaps a hotel at the mall makes sense. It may indeed be a very good idea, and indeed it may be that they are getting more tourists from out of the region and that they would be induced to spend the night if they had a hotel there. But there is a successful mall there that has already been given 30 years of benefits. And to give a mall developer additional benefits to incent a hotel would be a disservice to this community. It would not result in additional benefits to the public. So with that, I would be happy to entertain questions. Mr. Carey?
The Destiny project itself,